news when you want it with Bloomberg News Now. I'm Karen Moscow. U.S. factory activity contracted in May for a fourth consecutive month, and a gauge of imports fell to a 16-year low as firms pulled back in the face of higher tariffs. The Institute for Supply Management's manufacturing index edged down 0.2 of a point last month to 48.5. Readings below 50 indicate contraction. Two of the report's trade-related indexes highlighted the widespread uncertainty caused by the uneven rollout and frequent changes in tariffs. The ISM's import measure dropped 7.2 points, one of the largest monthly slides on record. And here's ISM Chair Susan Spence.
In our survey, 86% of the general comments from our panelists were about the tariffs. It was 82% last month. It just continues to grow. It's not gotten any better. Uncertainty is even worse.
And that's ISM Chair Susan Spence. Well, the European Union is preparing for another round of trade talks with the U.S. This as it warns that it may speed up retaliatory measures if President Trump follows through on his tariff threats, the latest of which includes a 50% levy on steel and aluminum imports. The European Commission, which handles trade matters for the EU, said today it strongly regrets the tariff hike up from an originally planned 25%, and it said the move is undermining efforts to reach a solution to the trade conflict. China accused the U.S. of violating their recent trade deal and vowed to take measures to defend its interests. The dust-up threatened to upend trade relations, even as Trump expressed hope Friday he will speak with Chinese President Xi Jinping. White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett is expecting a call to take place as soon as this week. And begin more with Bloomberg's Tyler Kendall in Washington.
On one side, you have, of course, China saying in a new statement out from its Commerce Ministry this morning, really rebuking the White House when it comes to their concerns about AI chip controls, as well as plans to revoke Chinese student visas. But the other end of this, ahead of that, was the U.S. accusing China of basically slow walking the export of critical and rare earth minerals.
And that's Bloomberg's Tyler Kendall. The U.S. Supreme Court declined to consider a new expansion of constitutional gun rights. It turned away challenges to a Maryland ban on so-called assault weapons and a Rhode Island prohibition on high-capacity magazines. The justices left intact federal appeals court decisions backing the bans against attacks under the Constitution's Second Amendment. The cases could have had a broad impact had the court accepted them. Russia and Ukraine wrapped up their latest direct peace talks in Istanbul. This a day after Kyiv staged one of its boldest aerial attacks inside Russia, destroying long-range bombers and other aircraft. The negotiations concluded after lasting just over an hour, according to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Russian state media. The Ukrainian leader said the two sides exchanged documents through their Turkish hosts and were preparing for another exchange of prisoners. The 45-year-old man arrested in the attack at a Colorado event in support of Israeli hostages in Gaza has been residing in the U.S. on a visa that expired in 2023. U.S. officials say Mohammed Solomon is a citizen of Egypt. He was detained after allegedly throwing an incendiary device into a crowd last night, injuring 8 people. He's believed to have acted alone and is not connected to any group or movement. The incident sparked renewed concern about anti-Semitic violence in the U.S. less than 2 weeks after 2 members of the Israeli embassy's staff were killed outside the Capitol Jewish Museum in Washington, D.C. In Poland, conservative Karol Nawrocki, a nationalist backed by Donald Trump, has won the weekend presidential runoff election. According to the final vote count, Nawrocki won 50.9% of votes. It was a very tight race against liberal Warsaw Mayor Rafael Trzaskowski. Federal Reserve Governor Christopher Waller said he continues to see a path to interest rate cuts later this year amid his expectations that tariffs will boost unemployment and temporarily increase inflation.
Assuming that the effective tariff rate settles close to my lower tariff scenario, that underlying inflation continues to make progress to our 2% goal, and that the labor market remains solid, I would be supporting what I called good news rate cuts later this year.
And Waller spoke at a Bank of Korea conference in Seoul earlier today. Bristol-Myers Squibb will pay BioNTech as much as $11.1 billion to license a next-generation cancer drug. Sanofi agreed to buy Blueprint Medicines for at least $9.1 billion. Jamie Dimon is saying his retirement from the top post at JPMorgan Chase is several years away, but the decision is up to the bank's directors. Dimon made the comments in an interview with Fox Business today. The question of when Dimon will retire and who might succeed him has hung over J.P. Morgan for years. Diamond used to joke that retirement was 5 years away, no matter when asked, but he has recently stopped giving that answer. And Wall Street is kicking off the week on the back foot, with stocks sliding after that weak manufacturing report, some renewed trade tensions, and geopolitical uncertainties. Right now, the S&P 500 is down about 0.5%, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 0.7%, NASDAQ down 0.3%, and the 10-year Treasury yield at 4.43%. And that's news when you want it with Bloomberg News Now. I'm Karen Moscow, and this is Bloomberg.